There were three unions of the Eldar and the Edain: Luthien and Beren, Idril and Tuor, Arwen and Aragorn. By the last, the long-sundered branches of the half-elven were reunited, and their line was restored. Luthien Tenuvial was the daughter of King Thingol, Greycloak of Doriath in the First Age. But her mother was Melian, of the people of the Valar. Beren was the son of Barahir, of the first house of the Edain. Together they wrested a Silmaril from the Iron Crown of Morgoth. Luthien became mortal and was lost to elvenkind. Dior was her son. Elwing was his daughter, and had in her keeping the Silmaril. Idril Celebrimbor was the daughter of Turgon, king of the hidden city of Gondolin. Tuor was the son of Huor of the house of Hador, the third house of the Edain, and the most renowned in the wars with Morgoth. Earendil the Mariner was their son. Earendil wedded Elwing, and with the power of the Silmaril passed the shadows and came to the uttermost west, and speaking as ambassador of both elves and men, obtained the help by which Morgoth was overthrown. Earendil was not permitted to return to mortal lands, and his ship, bearing the Silmaril, was set to sail in the heavens as a star, and a sign of hope to the dwellers in Middle-earth, oppressed by the great enemy or his servants. The Silmarilli alone preserved the ancient light of the two trees of Valinor before Morgoth poisoned them, but the other two were lost at the end of the First Age. Of these things the full tale, and much else concerning elves and men, is told in the Silmarillion. The sons of Earendil were Elros and Elrond, the Perithil or half-elven. In them alone the line of the heroic chieftains of the Edain in the First Age was preserved, and after the fall of Gil-galad the lineage of the High Elven Kings was also in Middle-earth only represented by their descendants. At the end of the First Age, the Valar gave to the Half-Elven an irrevocable choice to which kindred they would belong. Elrond chose to be of elvenkind, and became a master of wisdom. To him, therefore, was granted the same grace as to those of the High Elves that still lingered in Middle-earth, that when weary at last of the mortal lands, they could take ship from the Grey Havens and pass into the uttermost west. And this grace continued after the change of the world. But to the children of Elrond a choice was also appointed: to pass with him from the circles of the world, or if they remained, to become mortal and die in Middle-earth. For Elrond, therefore, all chances of the War of the Ring were fraught with sorrow. Elros chose to be of mankind, and remain with the Edain, but a great lifespan was granted to him many times that of lesser men.